This is Charlottesville Tomorrow. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization engaging the public on critical quality of life issues so we make informed choices for our community's future. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On March 12, 2015, incumbent Kathy Galvin announced that she would seek a second term on Charlottesville City Council. Galvin was first elected in 2011. She made her declaration at the Bridge PAI on Avon Street. Charlottesville Tomorrow's recording begins with Sherry Kraft.
Welcome, everybody, and my name is Sherry Kraft. I'm serving as Kathy's campaign manager, and so I want to officially kind of thank you all for being here to send Kathy back to City Council for a second term.
Amen.
That is why we're here. Brief. You don't need to hear from me, but I want to thank the Bridge also, and I want to encourage you to get their information and to learn a little bit more about them. This was my first time here, and I didn't really even understand the good work that they're doing in the community. So their mission is awesome, and I encourage you to take their material and come back and visit. It's really a wonderful organization as part of our community. So I'd also like to thank our campaign team. Many of you who are here sprinkled in the crowd, and we have a wonderful team and who are working very hard. And we, if anybody else would like to become part of our team, let me know. And there's certainly room for that. My job is very brief, and it's to introduce the introducers. So you will hear briefly, from three individuals, and then you will hear from Kathy herself. So the three individuals who are going to be talking about Kathy and the ways in which they know and have worked with her, first, Mr. Bill Emery, and Bill is, has been designated the Citizen Planner of the Year for 2014, and he's been a long-time advocate for his neighborhood, the Woolen Mills neighborhood, and is known as a real advocate for our neighborhoods in Charlottesville. Ms. Leah Perrier, and Leah is a long-time educator in Charlottesville, and I think has been dedicated to the goals of both excellence and opportunity in education. And she has served a very important role. She's been on the school board for 10 years. So she will be number two. And our third introducer is Ms. Meredith Richards. Meredith is a former city councilor herself, and has reincarnated herself a couple of times. She has become... And she's so young. I want to be like her. You may know her as a wonderful advocate for rail transportation in Virginia. A real, real force behind that, and our wonderful train here in Charlottesville.
Amen.
Yeah. And last but not least, she is the current chair of the Democratic Road Forward PAC. And so talk to her more about that. We're doing some wonderful work trying to train candidates to run for office and to work on campaigns. So with that, I will turn it over first to Mr. Bill Emery.
Hello, everyone. Whenever I'm in the presence of so many councilors and Mr. Hooja, our mayor, I feel compelled to say my name is Bill Emery, and I live East Market Street, the Woolen Mills neighborhood, the Garden neighborhood.
You learn well.
Does he have 3 minutes?
Two minutes.
I want to say I did not vote for Kathy Galvin in 2011.
Get out of here.
And I will vote for Kathy in 2015. Greener, smarter, stronger by design was Ms. Galvin's slogan last time around. Her 4 years of service as a Charlottesville City Councilor, have given meaning to those words and secure my vote. Ms. Galvin is an exemplar of organization and rationality. She listens carefully, she takes notes, and she responds in real time with conspicuous clarity. Sorry, my hands are shaking. She does homework on the business, on the issues facing council. She asks productive questions. She requests or finds the missing materials necessary for informed decision making. Ms. Galvin does the heavy lifting required for good governance. Kathy has worked to move our city towards the acquisition of the policy, regulation, organization, effective management, and interdepartmental coordination necessary to advance towards the 2025 council vision. This is a work in process. It takes the form of ongoing initiatives, the code audit, the amendment of the standards and design manual, pursuit of context-sensitive streets, and the tackling of long-deferred land use issues and opportunities. I'm not in agreement with all of Councilor Galvin's positions. I'm not a fanboy. We are intermittently in opposition. However, my observation of Ms. Galvin's work ethic, her process, her leadership, and her intellectual drive, and her intellect drive my vote for her in the 2015 primary. Ms. Galvin is open and responsive to citizen input, and she legislates constructively, greener, smarter, and stronger by design.
Someone's phone, I must be careful. For those of you that don't know, I'm Leah Perrier, and I've been asked to speak to you briefly today about Kathy Galvin. When Kathy called and asked me to speak, it brought tears to my eyes, because she is very well respected in my mind as it comes to education. And that's what I know, and that's what I'll talk about. It is very fitting that we're here this afternoon at the bridge, because Kathy is a bridge builder. She is a bridge builder not only on Council for Economic Development and Infrastructure and Sustainable Living, but she is and has been a bridge builder as it relates to education. She always does her homework. She reads. When she talks to us, she can point out our points in our strategic plan. She helps us stay aligned. She is concerned about all children, not only her two sons and my children, but children from everywhere in the city of Charlottesville. No one makes too much or too little for Kathy to reach out to them via email, via phone, or via personal appearance. And that means a lot. During my campaign, every parent that I met, regardless of where they live, said they wanted better for their children than they had. Kathy wants better for all of the 4,000 children that are currently in our school division, and for all of those that are yet to come. If you want someone that is committed, if you want someone that will work hard, if you want someone that will do their homework, and that will push you and challenge you and work hard, Kathy Galvin is your candidate and mine. Thank you.
Not about trains. When I joined the city council 19 years ago, the city was facing an uncertain future. People and businesses were leaving the city and moving to the suburbs and abandoning our schools and our neighborhoods. Remember those days, Mr. Hoogen? Everything pointed to a city that had ceased to thrive. And it was up to us to either reverse the trend or turn everything over to the county. We love you, but we didn't want to do that, including our government. And this forced us as a council and as a city to focus on the future. We became very intentional in finding solutions and policies that would turn things around. And I actually see parallels with the city today because I think the city's again going through a period of transition. But instead of decline this time, we're experiencing rapid growth and unprecedented private investment in the city. People have rediscovered urbanism, and the world seems to have discovered Charlottesville. And it's this very success that must be managed carefully and harnessed to preserve the things we love about the city, which calls, once again, for councilors who are intentional, who focus on the future, and engage the community in visioning and planning for tomorrow. And Kathy Galvin is such a leader, and she's uniquely qualified for this task. Kathy sees the big picture. She uses her professional experience as an urban designer and an architect to plan for better neighborhoods, streets, public spaces, commercial corridors, and transportation systems. Kathy knows how to harness change and align it with what we value about our community and quality of life. And when Kathy talks about things like strategic investment areas and form-based codes, what she's talking about is simple. It's smart, sustainable design for a smart, healthy future. And in so many ways, Charlottesville is succeeding beyond what we could have imagined 19 years ago. But there is work to be done, and we need a counselor like Kathy Galvin to move us forward. I'm proud to support Kathy. She's the right leader for Charlottesville at the right time.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed at the outpouring of support I'm seeing in front of me today. I'm humbled. Thank you. I'm humbled by the statements that we just heard from my three introducers. I think I'm quickly cutting my speech in half. Having said that, I want to thank everybody, Bill, Meredith, Leah, Sherry, from the bottom of my heart, and everyone that's been helping me get to this point. Matt, thank you so much for this wonderful venue and the Bridge PAI. You do live up to your motto about being a hub to bring people together. This is what this is today, bringing us all together for the future of our beautiful city. So why would you want to vote for me? And why would I want to be elected for another 4 years? It's a hard job, a very hard job. So let me tell you a little bit about my background that some of you may not know about. You've heard a lot about some more near-term history, but also a little bit about my vision for the city of Charlottesville. And that vision actually involves a stroller, a steeple, and a jog. So my background, my parents were World War II veterans, and they grew up in ethnic neighborhoods in Massachusetts. I inherited from them a passion for community service and for breaking down social and economic barriers to fulfill dreams. I also saw many of those dreams dashed by globalization. I grew up in Brockton, Massachusetts, but many of the shoe factory towns that my grandparents worked in were closed. The Lithuania neighborhood I grew up in was mowed down under urban renewal. The downtown mall, the downtown Main Street, was shuttered after 3-4 different suburban shopping centers grew up around the edges of the city, destroying the beautiful New England farmland. So I guess you could say I was primed from an early age to think about places, to think about the kinds of places we need to raise children so that they can flourish and be successful adults. Now, I've lived in Charlottesville for 32 years. And I've been married to my husband, Michael Costanzo, for 28 of those years. Bless you. He's my mate. We raised two wonderful sons, Patrick and Kevin, and I can proudly say they went K through 12 through the Charlottesville City School System, and they are successful young men today. I have been a practicing architect. I still am, and an urban designer. And in that process, I learned a lot about collaboration, a lot about reaching compromises when necessary to get people to the table, and above all, to get those plans built. If you don't build your plans as an architect, you're actually a failure. So the idea is not just to plan endlessly, it's to plan with conviction and to get things done. So what have I done on council in the last 4 years? As Bill mentioned, I had the greener, smarter, stronger slogan. Well, that was informed by the values of my parents, my professional skills, and the deep affection I feel for Charlottesville. The principles embedded in that slogan are carried through to my platform for 2015. Build a beautiful city where all children thrive. It sounds simple, it's very, very complicated. Again, so what have I done in the last 3-4 years? And I must qualify that. What have I done with my colleagues? Because as I see Mayor Hoosier there, he taught me basic mathematics my first year on council. You've got to count to three. So none of this was done by myself. So how about the greener part? That is protect the environment. Every day we're losing beautiful places to global climate change. CO2 emissions are polluting our atmosphere. Stormwater runoff from polluted streets are hurting our rivers. We are literally cooking our planet and changing the chemistry of our oceans. In addition to that, we're also got an obesity epidemic. And we all know that, particularly in the Southeast. So we've got to do a better job of making our planet and our people healthier. If a third of those emissions come from a car, and if a lot of that obesity is tied to not being able to walk, bike, take a bus to go to work, play, and shop, we've got to do a better job of giving people more options. Options to not only use their car. We're not there yet. As I recall, on one occasion, there was a workshop on the West Main Street project. And one young woman there said, I want sidewalks wide enough to fit my double stroller. Simple statement, packed with lots of implications. So that's why I've pushed to make our streets safer and our sidewalks and our bike lanes protected, comfortable, and connected through initiatives like Streets That Work and West Main Street. I've also pushed for more city parkland, not on the edges, but in the city. That's why I pushed for the Pollux Greenway and this area that we lovingly call the Strategic Investment Area. Someday, that greenway is going to be connected to this beautiful East McIntyre Park and Botanical Garden north of Route 250. So what have I done with my colleagues to make us smarter? That's the good government part. We all know that we need a local government that is committed to accountability and excellence and a council that is visionary and collaborative. We also know that we have to grow in a way that doesn't destroy the very fabric of the city that we've all grown to love. That's why I came here 32 years ago. But we're not there yet. As I recall a conversation I had 2-3 weeks ago with one of the restaurant owners on West Main Street, she summed it up beautifully. I always want to see that church steeple. So when you think about that other small but important statement, what have I done to make us smarter with my colleagues? I have pushed to change our regulations along places like West Main Street and other parts of the city so that we do, in fact, get buildings that we can be proud of and places that reflect our community values. I've pushed relentlessly for more citizen participation in all our building projects and all our planning projects. For example, Belmont Bridge has a citizen steering committee. And it does get into the nitty-gritty of, you know, working out the kinds of agreements with our neighbors across the boundary line, Altamont County, to come up with solutions that actually improve the quality of life for our citizens in our neighborhoods. I'm very happy to say that I was very important in the negotiations to move the Ravenna Pump Station out of the Woolen Mills. Thank you. So, again, there's the greener, the smarter, the stronger. So what have I done with my colleagues to make us a stronger community? That's all about economics and equitable economics. We all know that the downtown mall is the backbone of our economic system, that along with the corner. But we also know that we are growing new industries in biotechnology and information technology. The new talent that attracts wants cities that are walkable, bikeable, and accessible by bus. They also want new destinations for great music, food, and art, like Midtown on West Main Street. We need to always make sure we invest in our city schools because we need to grow the next generation of talent. And hopefully, maybe our children will actually be able to live and stay here when they grow up. That's not something I was able to do in Brockton, Massachusetts. The other side of the coin, though, is that we do have many children who aren't excelling in our city schools, and that's directly tied to being living in neighborhoods that aren't thriving. We need to do a better job of spreading opportunity to all of our citizens in every neighborhood, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of race, regardless of address. But we aren't there yet. In one of the workshops in this South Side neighborhood plan, the strategic investment area, I'll never forget, a woman said, "I don't need a park, I need a job." Okay? We shouldn't be giving our citizens false choices. We need healthy environments and economic security to thrive. It's not an either-or proposition. That's why I, with my fellow counselors, have worked hard to get a workforce satellite center downtown in the Main Street Library that provides better access to jobs, but also counseling against predatory lending, and it enabled programs like Go Driver and Go Office. That's why I pushed for finding alternative diploma pathways for people that don't have traditional diplomas. That's why I also pushed for the strategic investment area. This is a comprehensive approach to both investing in infrastructure, but also investing in people, so that we tap into the potential of this once old industrial area, and most importantly, tap into the potential of the people that live here today without displacing them. Last but not least, I really spearheaded the formation of the Blue Ribbon Commission that gave us the recommendations that we now must scrutinize to find a really solid long-term fiscal solution to our city school funding. So to sum it all up, I see that there are two key challenges facing the city of Charlottesville today: how we manage growth well, and how we spread the prosperity that well-managed growth brings. Great places don't just happen. You have to be intentional about the development you want to pay for the services you need. All boats don't rise with the tide. We must be intentional about channeling the benefits of well-managed growth to every citizen in the city of Charlottesville. If you give me another 4 years, I will continue the work I've started to meet these challenges and to meet the new challenges I'm hearing about every day. With a vision, with a council pulling together, with experienced staff equipped with the right tools, we will retain our character, we will protect our natural and historic resources, and we will grow opportunity for all. We will be a city that is greener, smarter, and stronger than it is today. Thank you very much. And there's a contender right here, Mr. Wes Bellamy. And Dave Catman is here. I can't thank you enough. And I know, Wes, you've got to move on to your own event. So are there any questions?
Go, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sure the press will want to pick my brain.
They always do. That was great.